I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started on the No Half Step in Hockey Covers, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you're getting educated about the show, click on that merchandise tab. It's going to take you straight to our classic logo tee, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our different special event t-shirts, and yes, our brand new The Last One to Die logo t-shirts. You've got to check those out in the online store today. Just absolutely incredible. Take a look at that. Check it out today. All the other gimmicks you've come to know and love and expect from the Renegades of Puck are also still available in our online store. From socks to throw pillows, wall arts, you can outfit your entire body, your entire home, if you choose to do so. And we certainly would appreciate if you would go ahead and do that. After all, we've sold out so that you can buy in. Social media is of critical importance to this independent hockey operation, so listen up, Renegades. Here's how you can help support the show. Go to TikTok, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, or go to Twitter. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a subscription on any of those platforms, and then let everybody in the world know that you're listening to and watching the Renegades of Puck. Also, YouTube. That's where you can subscribe and make sure you turn on those notifications. And also, thank you to all the recent subscribers to our YouTube channel. That's where you check out Renegades of Puck TV. And again, over 200 episodes now on YouTube. We sure to appreciate everybody helping us build that up over there. You can find the audio platform on numerous platforms thanks to the Full Press NHL Network. The Full Press Predators podcast can be found on a number of different audio sites. Just search your favorite platform today or check out Stitcher, Google, Spotify, or Amazon, several others. You can find the Renegades of Puck podcast. Venmo is how you can help become a sponsor of the show or just make a financial donation. Just scan the QR code that's currently on your screen or search Renegades of Puck in Venmo. Thanks to generous Renegades just like you watching and listening to the podcast right now. We've been able to make significant upgrades, and it's just about that time again where we need to make some upgrades behind the scenes as we go into the very steamy months of the summer in the South. We'll be looking to upgrade our network and possibly put some ventilation into the bunker. It is getting to be quite warm out here when we are trying to record the shows. So again, stick taps, love, and respect to every one of you who's made a donation. Even a dollar goes a long way, and you can help us out by scanning that QR code on your screen right now. Listen, most importantly, it is time for the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, so let me deliver the goods. It is time for operation number 764. That is right, op 764. And at this moment in hockey history, we have a conference final to preview and a final four in the Calder Cup playoffs to preview. The Milwaukee Admirals have advanced for the first time in many years to the conference finals in the West and will be taking on the Coachella Valley Firebirds in a best of seven series. We're going to talk about the entirety of the series. Let's start with the schedule, then we'll get to how both teams got here, and then we'll go through each individual teams and we'll start to drill down and really put the microscope on the stats, what these teams have been doing as of late. And for you, the viewer and the listener, hearing about Coachella Valley on this show, maybe it's the first time, other than as we just kind of went through the bracket updates, but you're going to get a lot of intel now about the Coachella Valley Firebirds that you did not have before. And one of the things you're going to learn very quickly is that these two teams have never played before. They didn't play in the regular season, and they've not played in their franchise's history. Of course, Coachella Valley, a very new team to the American Hockey League, and the Milwaukee Admirals, one of the more historic teams, but they are about to meet for the first time in their franchise histories, for the first time in game one of a best of seven series. That game is going to take place on Thursday, May the 25th, when the Milwaukee Admirals will be in Coachella Valley. For the Central Time viewers, it will be 9 o'clock on the puck drop, West Coast start times. Saturday, a little bit easier. That's game two on the 27th of May. That's also going to be in Coachella Valley, also a start time of 9 o'clock. Game three flips back to Milwaukee. That's going to take place on May the 29th, and that is going to be Milwaukee's first game in this round at home. Game four is also in Milwaukee. It's going to be on June the 1st, so we've got Admirals hockey taking us all the way into June already, and that's going to be Milwaukee hosting Coachella in game four. Game five, if necessary, would also take place in Milwaukee. Game 6 will switch back to Coachella Valley on the 5th of June, and Game 7, if necessary, would take place in Coachella Valley on the 7th of June. So that's got you set up with the schedule for the best of seven upcoming series starting on Thursday night. Now, Let's talk about how each of these teams got to the Western Conference Final. They deserve the respect. They deserve the airtime. And when it comes to Milwaukee Admirals, they finished the regular season with a record of 41-24-5-2. That was 89 points. Second in the Central behind the Texas Stars. The Milwaukee Admirals are now the last team from the Central still standing. And they did that by going into the second round versus the Manitoba Moose. In Game 1, a 6-2 victory over Manitoba. In Game 2, a 3-2 overtime loss. The series was tied at 1 piece. Then in Game 3, another 3-2 loss in overtime, 2-1 in favor of the Manitoba Moose. In Game 4, it would be Milwaukee defeating Manitoba 5-3 to tie the series up at 2 apiece. And in Game 5, it would be the Admirals defeating Manitoba 2-1, taking the best of 5 series 3-2. In the next round, the third round, it would be versus the Texas Stars for 5 games. The Central Division winning Texas Stars for 5 games. In Game 1, it was Milwaukee defeating Texas by a score of 2-1, taking a 1-0 lead. In Game 2, it was Texas punching back, scoring a 5-3 victory and tying series up at 1 apiece. Then Milwaukee defeated Texas in Texas 2-1, 4-3 total, and it was a 2-1 series lead at that point. Game 4 went to Texas in 2 overtimes, 4-3, tying the game series up at 2 apiece. And then we went into Game 5, and it was the Milwaukee Admirals with a dominant performance on the road in Texas, a 5-2 victory, taking a 4-0 lead in the first period and winning the best of 5 series by a total of 3-2. So the Admirals have had a potential to play 10 playoff games so far through 2 rounds, and they have utilized all 10 of those games, winning 2 consecutive series in Game 5s. Different ways of getting there, but they won both of them. Now they will face off against the Coachella Valley Firebirds in the Western Conference Final. Let's talk about the Coachella Valley Firebirds for just a moment before we start to drill down on the team stats and the individual stats for both of these teams and all of their players. The Pacific Division first round saw the Coachella Valley Firebirds take on Tucson. Game 1, 5-1 in favor of Coachella Valley. Game 2 was a 4-3 victory for Tucson, tying series of 1 apiece. In the pivotal Game 3, that was the best of 3 series in that round. The play-in round, Coachella won 5-1, taking the series 2-1, advancing them to the Pacific Division semifinals against Colorado. It would be in Game 1, best of 5 series. Coachella 6, Colorado 2, taking a 1-0 lead in the series. Colorado would win Game 2 of the series, tying it up at 1 apiece, but 3-2 would be your final score. In Game 3, Colorado would shut out Coachella Valley, taking a 2-1 lead in the series. Coachella Valley would then fight their way back in the series in Game 4 with a 4-3 victory. That would tie the series up at 2 apiece. And then an insane, insane Game 5 saw Coachella Valley beating Colorado 5-0. 3-2 was the series overall. So through 2 rounds, 8 possible games, 8 games needed to advance. Going into the Pacific Division Finals, Coachella Valley would take on Calgary. In Game 1, it would be 6-3 in favor of Coachella Valley, taking a 1-0 lead in the series. Calgary would punch back with a 3-2 victory in Game 2. They would go to three overtimes in Game 3 before Coachella Valley would defeat Calgary 3-2, taking a 2-1 lead. It would be Calgary shutting out Coachella Valley 1-0 to tie the series up at 2 apiece. And then in pivotal Game 5, one of the craziest games we've seen in the entirety of the tournament, it would be Coachella Valley 6, Calgary 5 in overtime, Coachella Valley advancing 3-2 after the 5-game series. So Coachella Valley Firebirds have needed every single game available in each of the 3 rounds that they have been able to advance. Now will face off against the Milwaukee Admirals in a best of 7 series for the Western Conference Final. Now, in the regular season, it was Coachella Valley going 48-17-5-2, 103 points, finishing second in the Pacific Division. That second was behind Calgary, who they just defeated. So each of the teams in the Western Conference Final, of course, standalone in their division, each had to beat their regular season division winners, though, to advance to this round. Just an interesting little caveat there. But the amount of points, 103 points in the regular season versus the Admirals, 89 points, and Coachella still finish in second place in the division. Now, let's talk about the teams themselves now that we know how they got here through the Calder Cup playoffs. Let's talk about the AHL ranks for the regular season and the playoffs now that we're 10 games and 13 games in respectively. Quite the sample size that we can break down and analyze, and we've got quite a bit of that to go. Goals for the Milwaukee Admirals in the regular season, 3.31 per game was 6th best in the NHL. In the playoffs, they are at 3.40. That is up 0.09 from the regular season. In the goals against category, the Milwaukee Admirals were 2.93 per game. That was eighth best in the AHL. 2.70 so far throughout the Calder Cup playoffs. That is down 0.23 goals per game. In the shots for category, the Admirals generated 30 on net per game, the 17th best in the league. In the playoffs, though, 31.2, up 1.2 shots per game. And that is highly, highly impressive to have your shots on goal go up at this time of the year. Shots against the Admirals, 31.1 in the regular season, was 23rd. The Admirals have improved on that, though, in the playoffs, 28.7 shots against per game. Now, that's 2.4 less per game in the playoffs than they were giving up in the regular season. You add in the 1.2 that they are up in shots for, and you're talking about a variance of 3.6 shots per game. That is a very big number when it comes to a hockey game. On the power play, the Admirals had the best power play in the entire AHL this season. They converted at 29.6%, 9 of 32 so far through these two rounds that they have played. 28.1% is their conversion rate. That's down 1.5%, but 28.1% is still a very, very good number at this point. Penalty kill, killing at 84.3%. That was third best in the AHL in the regular season. Now 5-32 in the postseason. It is also 84.3% of the Milwaukee Admirals remain completely even on that category through 10 additional games after the regular season. Now, flipping over and looking at the same set of stats and numbers for the Coachella Valley Firebirds, 3.57 goals per game was third best in the AHL this year, but they have improved upon that here in the playoffs. 3.61, so they're just above their regular season average right there. In the goals against category, 2.69 was fourth best in the AHL, and in the playoffs, 2.23, so a significant drop by 0.4 in goals against. Now, listen, when it comes to offense and defense, the Milwaukee Admirals have faced off against some pretty significant competition already. The Texas Stars were near the tops of the league in virtually all of the categories, so no intimidation factor here, but it's impressive to see what Coachella Valley has been able to put up throughout their statistics. On shots on goal for the season, 31.1, that was ninth best in the AHL. Shots against was 29, that's also ninth in the AHL. On the power play, 20.3% conversion rate was 14th, 72 out of 286 opportunities. In the playoffs, they are at 11 of 51, 21.5%, so up just 1% in their conversion rate on the power play in the playoffs versus the regular season. On the penalty kill, 82.6% had them 7th best in the AHL, and they are killing off 80.6%, so their kill rate down just a little bit here in the postseason. Now, when it comes to individual statistics, I'm going to give you the Coachella Valley Firebirds individual player stats first, because you cannot look at the Calder Cup playoffs bracket and look at the stats and everything and not see lots of Coachella Valley Firebirds names. So let's start with Cole Lind, who is leading the entire Calder Cup playoffs in scoring. 7 goals, 10 assists for 17 points. Those 7 goals also tie the team lead for Coachella. McCormick also has 7 goals, but only 8 assists for 15 points. So, of course, he is tied for the team lead in goals. When it comes to third on the team in scoring, Evans, 2 goals, 11 assists, 13 points. Hughes has 0 goals and 13 assists for 13 points. McKenna, 6-5 for 11. True, 4-6 for 10. And Pettman, 3 goals, 3 assists for 6 points. Decord in net has played in every game, 8-5, a 9.35 save percentage, 2.09 goals against average. But listen, I need to tell you, because Coachella Valley had to play in the play-in round, because they played 13 games now, the numbers for Decord are starting to pile up. 4.18 out of 4.47, a 1 shutout so far in the playoffs, but he's skated 833 minutes of, let's face it, high intense, very, very pressure-filled playoff hockey. So Decord has definitely put in the work and is definitely putting up the numbers, but at a certain point in time, every goaltender starts to break down, and it has not been a lot of rest between that insane series for Coachella Valley and Calgary, and now, well, Coachella Valley having to go up against the Milwaukee Admirals. So when it comes to the Coachella Valley Firebirds, yes, it's an impressive list of statistics, and their goaltender is near tops in the playoff tournament, but the Admirals have found something in them, this no-quit, never-give-up attitude that's allowed them to come back in circumstances that, frankly, most teams would not, and has also allowed them to compete in ways that are unexpected, especially late in games. It's been quite a roller coaster ride, but it has been quite fun to see this Admirals team maturing just before our very eyes. Let's take all of those impressive stats from the Coachella Valley Firebirds and let's move it over and talk about the Milwaukee Admirals. Now, I did two stat columns on the Admirals because I wanted you to see regular season comparison and playoff performance because they are two very, very different things and honestly, only a little bit of crossover on there. So let's talk about that right now. During the regular season, the Admirals were led in scoring by Schneider, 25 and 26 for 51, Leonard, 17 and 27 for 44, Luke Evangelista, 9 goals, 32 assists for 41 points, Sherwood, 22 and 16 for 38, Gross, 10 goals, 28 assists, 38 points, and Tomasino, 12 goals and 20 assists for 32 points, Delgazzo, 3 goals and 28 assists for 31 points, and Askarov was 26, 16 and 5, 9-11 save percentage, and a 2.69 goals against average. Now, that was the regular season over the course of a full season, over the course of 10 games in the playoffs. What we have seen is Luke Evangelista has moved to the top of the leaderboard in scoring for the Admirals. Now, 4 goals and 9 assists for 13 points in the 10 games. That is third best in the AHL in the Calder Cup playoffs. Now, what you will see is a lot of Coachella Valley Firebirds above and below, but you will see Luke Evangelista right there in the middle, third in the AHL in scoring. Gross has 2 goals and 9 assists for 11 points in the playoffs. Delgazzo, 3 goals and 5 assists for 8 points in the season. So Delgazzo has matched his goal total from the regular season now in the playoffs. Sherwood, 2 and 6 for 8, but also missed some time in the previous round. Kemmel has 5 goals, which leads the Milwaukee Admirals. Add 1 assist to that for 6 points. Kemmel played such limited time with the Milwaukee Admirals during regular season, he didn't even really register anywhere. Well, of course, not anywhere near the leaders at the top of the stats, but he is certainly doing the damage here in the playoffs. Afanasyev, 2 goals and 4 assists for 6 points, and Sanford, 2 goals and 4 assists for 6 points. Now, in the playoffs, Yaroslav Askarov is 6-4 with a 909 save percentage, so his save percentage is only down by 0.02, and 2.44 goals against average in the playoffs is better than his 2.69 goals against in the regular season. Now, listen, Askarov has not been perfect. I don't believe he has played his best overall game yet in the playoffs. I think that is still ahead of him. He has made some rookie mistakes, is what we will call them, because we do need to pause and remember sometimes that he is still a rookie netminder, and he has, though it can be a rocky road and an interesting course to get there, he has backstopped the Milwaukee Admirals to the conference final against the Coachella Valley Firebirds. So Askarov definitely needs to calm things down just a little bit, perhaps a few less aggressive plays, but at the end of the day, that's the prospect, that's the player, that's the style, and the Admirals are going to ride that all the way out to the end. So Askarov, numbers decent, and he is maintaining, he's played every minute of every game for the Milwaukee Admirals, and you have to think that he is going to continue to do so, but know that Devin Cooley is on the bench, does have Calder Cup playoff experience, and is ready to go if called upon. So that's going to get you all set up when it comes to the schedule, when it comes to how the teams got here, when it comes to their individual team statistics, and now their individual player statistics. Truly, what I see jumping off the page at me is just simply Luke Evangelista. The 13 points that he has in the regular, in the postseason, added to his 41 points that he had in the regular season and the points that he put up with the Nashville Predators. Luke Evangelista is ascending before our very eyes to be the top prospect in the Milwaukee Admirals Nashville Predators system. There is no doubt about that. Now, the thing that I want to mention that's a disappointment after going through the playoff statistics, Philip Tomasino is nowhere to be found after 32 points in the regular season, being one of the veterans and leaders on the team and also doing quite well for the Nashville Predators. Philip Tomasino has come back to Milwaukee and been largely invisible and a bit of a turnover machine so far in these playoffs. Only 3 points so far through 10 games for Phil Tomasino. It's impressive the assists that he has and the timeliness of those assists, but 3 points for a veteran of his capabilities is simply not good enough. We're set for one hell of a hockey series between these two teams. They've never met before. Game one will be the first time, so it's new for each and every one of us, and we're going to ride it together. Looking so forward to covering all 7 games of this series. Appreciate you jumping in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck. That's going to get you all set up for game one and the series. The Renegades of Puck full analysis coming up, previews, info, more intel coming up from Rachel Kay and from Brian. Ryan Bastin, right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat.
Mwah. From an undisclosed location, she's got the intel that you need to know on all things Milwaukee Admirals. It is the one and only Rachel Kay. I can't tell you how much I appreciate Rachel helping us out, filling us in with some incredible intel. Nobody knows the AHL better than Rachel. Nobody knows the Milwaukee Admirals better than Rachel, and I am a damn proud captain to have her in the trenches with us.
Hey there, Cap. It's Rachel. I'm still in my secret bunker, but I want to let you know that I'm back again for a brief recap and a preview for our Admirals up in Milwaukee. Brian has already given us some in-depth data about the Admirals against the Stars. Luke Evangelista, specifically, was a star against the Stars with 4 goals and a point in all 5 games. That is big from the youngster. I'd be a giant idiot if I didn't mention how well Yaroslav Askarov played in Game 5. It truly was his best game of the series, and probably his best game of the playoffs. He has been clutch in Game 5. He played in all 10 playoff games so far, and he has stopped 37 shots against the Stars. Coach Taylor had a ton of positive words about Askarov. Plus, his bromance with Devin Cooley and their after-game celebrations. Must check it out. This series against the Firebirds is a best-of-7 series. Like the NHL playoffs, a team must win four games to win the series. In goal, the Firebirds have Joey Decord. His backup is Chris Driedger, and both of these guys have NHL experience. The Firebirds have 4 skaters in the top 5 of the points leaders in the Calder Cup playoffs. Yeah, you heard me right. Cole Lind, Max McCormick, Riker Evans, and Cameron Hughes are players to watch out for. Former Admirals Matt Tennyson and Jake McLaughlin also play for Coachella Valley, so there will be some familiar faces in red and black. Milwaukee will want to ice a speedy lineup, but it's possible Coach Taylor uses a physical lineup in order to stifle the Firebirds' breakout and cycle. They're a fast team. They are always working up the ice. It's going to be a tough challenge for our Admirals to watch out for every single player, because they, like the Admirals, are a stacked team. The Firebirds have a rabid fan base, and it'll be a tough crowd to play in front of in Games 1 and 2. However, let me add, for a brand new AHL team, it is incredible to see their fans so supportive and so into what they do there in Coachella Valley, in Palm Springs. In their series against Calgary, nearly every seat was filled. Like I said, this is really impressive for a brand new franchise. It's an understatement to say that I'm excited for this series, but I say that every time. We have all the way until Friday to discuss and get psyched. Look for content from On the Forecheck and also from the Renegades of Puck. As always, go Admirals. Back to you, Cap.
The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business, and that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions. He's got the charts you need to see and the numbers you need to know. He is, of course, the one and only Brian Baston from OnTheForeCheck.com. Brian has done such an incredible job with each and every game breakdown, one big stat, analysis, opinions, all of that. I sure do appreciate having Brian. Make sure you tune into his segments. Check out his playlist on YouTube. Brian is an incredible analyst, and he sure does put in the effort, and he brings the jam. And he's about to do that right now.
Well, you've already heard the captain go in-depth previewing the AHL's Western Conference Finals between the Nashville Predators affiliate in the AHL, the Milwaukee Admirals, and the brand new Coachella Valley Firebirds, the AHL affiliate of the Seattle Kraken, who have reached the conference finals in just their first inaugural season. Now, of course, we're going to continue to preview this matchup, of course, but here at the Renegades Analytics Desk, I've got the stats that you're going to need to know heading into Thursday's late night, and I mean late, 10 p.m. for us here in Central Time Zone, the late night game one matchup. So let's get going. Since this is Nashville affiliated hockey after all, you know we have to start with goaltending, and it's going to be a really fun matchup. For the good guys, there's the rookie, Yaroslav Askarov. The former Nashville 10th overall pick has played in all 10 postseason games for the Admirals, going 6-4 with a 90.9 save percentage. On the other end of the ice is Joey Decord, who has gone 8-5 in 13 games, giving up 29 goals for a staggering 93.5% save percentage. Now, the veteran netminder has given up just three more goals than Askarov in just three more games. So things may not seem like they are tilted in favor of the Admirals when it comes to netminders. But, you know, I can understand having those doubts. I have some myself, especially, you know, I think we all had them a couple times early in the series, and especially during the mistake during game five. But it didn't matter, so no worries. But I think that, you know, Askarov has played three less games than Decord has. They have only been through two playoff series compared to Coachella Valley's three. And Decord is played in 120 AHL games over the last 4 years. And I don't know. I just like to give the advantage to the young player with a ton of talent who likes to be aggressive and play, take some risks every once in a while. Because you know what? When you get to this round of the playoffs, sometimes you've got to take risks. And, you know, I think that the Admirals may have a slight advantage if both teams aren't pretty well evenly matched when it comes to goaltending. But where that will really matter is the topic of the next stat. So let's go on to that. And that next place where it's going to matter so much is special teams, especially the power play. Now, the Admirals, they had the AHL's best regular season power play percentage, and they sit sixth in the playoffs with a 28.1% with the man advantage. They've gotten 9 goals in just 32 tries, which that's a really low number for 10 games, I think. Coachella Valley, on the other hand, they sit at 11th in the playoffs with a 21.6 power play percentage, getting 11 goals in 51 tries. So who do both teams turn to on the power play? For the Firebirds, it's Max McCormick, who has 4 power play goals in 13 games, as well as 3 assists, narrowly edging out teammate Cole Lind, who has 3 goals and 4 assists on the power play. So Milwaukee will be careful to keep an eye on both players and making sure that they aren't just focusing in on one guy. But focusing on one guy, is that what Coachella Valley is going to have to do for the Milwaukee Admirals? It kind of seems that way. So who's that guy for the Admirals? And, well, anybody who's got eyes, who's watched any hockey in the last week, you know, here in Nashville, Milwaukee, or wherever, knows it's Joachim Kamel. He has been in the, he has come over to North America after his season overseas and has lit the AHL. Well, not lit them on fire, but he has certainly made a statement on his arrival on North American shores. So Joachim Kamel currently leads the Admirals with 3 goals, 3 power play goals. And aside from Zach Sanford, who has 2, there's no other Admiral player that has more than 1 power play goal this postseason. Now, that may not seem like it bodes well for Milwaukee, but we're going to talk about these guys, and they're guys that I talk about pretty much all the time. Luke Evangelista and Kiefer Sherwood, who both have a goal and 4 assists on the power play. And not only that, but the guy who's usually quarterbacking that power play on the first unit alongside Jankowski, Kamel, Evangelista, and Sherwood is Jordan Gross, who has a power play goal and 3 assists. So that first power play unit, I think could stack up against the best that the AHL has to offer when it comes to units with the man advantage. And I think that plus the Admirals still being a very good penalty killing team, I think that still gives them a little bit of an advantage and pretty big advantage, I think, an influential one over the Firebirds. And last, and this kind of seems odd to discuss when we're talking about an AHL game, but I want to look at the young guns, the AHL rookies. Now, for the Firebirds, I wanted to start the conversation with Shane Wright. He had 4 goals and 2 assists in just 8 regular season games as he arrived in Coachella Valley. But he's cooled off in the playoffs. He's posted just 1 goal and 3 assists in 11 postseason games. But defenseman Riker Evans, who has 2 goals and 13 points, and Billy Pettman, 3 goals and 6 points, round out a solid rookie core for the Firebirds. In all of this playoff, they've had 6 rookies play for a total of 8 goals and 26 points. Now we check the Admirals. According to the AHL, the Admirals have 5 rookies, but again, that includes Yaroslav Askarov, so we're going to say 4 because he's obviously not counted as a skater. So who is that? That's Joachim Kamel, Luke Evangelista, Adam Wilsby, and Spencer Statsny. Those 4 players have 12 games and 12 goals and 24 points in just 10 games. And for those of you who are counting at home, that's 4 more. That's 4 more goals than the Firebirds and just 2 less points than what the Firebirds had. So it was said before the playoffs that Milwaukee would need all the help they would get from all the guys coming in from the NHL. And yes, that certainly has seemed to be the case. But it's not just the NHL guys. The Milwaukee Admirals are also seeing, a youth movement. They're seeing some really great rookies come in there and play like they have been in the AHL playoffs their entire lives. And I think that brings a really well-balanced attack, a lot of talent. And you know what? It makes me pretty hopeful for the future for the Nashville Predators. Now, the Coachella Valley Firebirds are going to be the toughest opponent the Admirals have faced so far. They're a high-scoring team that has had to claw its way through 13 games and 3 playoff series to get here in the very first year of their existence. And I don't think they want the Admirals to ruin their chance at the Calder Cup. But Milwaukee knows all too well about playing the hardest opponent next. Both series before this have gone to 5 games, and so they'll have to be sharp early because there's a big difference in being down 2-1 in a 5-game series and 3-1 in a 7-game series. The Admirals have continued to pull out magic to fight back in both series, but I'm going to go ahead and request that they don't do that this round. I'm predicting the Admirals will win this series and move on to the Calder Cup final, but of course, they're going to take it in 7 games, and so apologizing ahead of time, I'm very, very sorry, but we should hopefully see the Admirals in the Calder Cup Finals here shortly, within about 1.5 weeks. And until then, I will see you on Thursday night, 10 p.m. for those of us in Central, and here in the bunker with Charlie, me, and the rest of the Renegades as we watch the Admirals take on the Firebirds for a chance to get back to the Calder Cup Finals. Back to you, Charlie.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
All the best of threes, best of fives, all out of the way now, and it's time for a best of 7 in the conference finals. We're down to the final 4 in the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. Milwaukee Admirals will face off against the Coachella Valley Firebirds, what is no doubt going to be a highly entertaining series. The one thing that I know about the Coachella Valley Firebirds is they are not stagnant. They keep moving, they keep generating, and they are a fun hockey club to watch. Unless, of course, they're going up against your favorite team and the one team that's in the way of getting to the finals. The Coachella Valley Firebirds are a very, very good new franchise. They bring a big crowd out to the rink. It's loud, it's exciting, and it's going to be a lot of fun in this round. For the Milwaukee Admirals, it's simple. You have a rookie netminder who's touted as one of the best prospects in Nashville Predators history. He now has his squad into the conference finals, and it's time for a best of 7. If you can get a couple of other other players to step up and continuing efforts from Evangelista Gross, Delgado, Sherwood, and Kemmel, then there is no reason why the Milwaukee Admirals cannot compete with this Coachella Valley Firebirds team and potentially find themselves fighting it out for the championship after this best of seven round. It's going to be some great hockey, and I cannot wait to break it all down and cover it for you here from the bunker and in the trenches. I am your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. We sure do appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for helping us get to a whole lot of significant milestones in the month of May. We're going to be here with you through June, all the way through the Calder Cup Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, and then we'll start turning and pivoting to NHL Draft, because that is, of course, going to affect the Milwaukee Admirals, the Nashville Predators, and all of the leagues around us in total. So we'll be talking about it. We'll be here, and please make sure you're joining us for each and every episode of Renegades of Puck Podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. Stick taps, love, and respect.